Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and from a really comfortable, easy chair in Northwest Lower Michigan, and I got a beagle on my lap, and snow's falling, and yeah, it's not bad. Anyway, winter's back. Looks like we're going to get 4 to 6 inches of snow, they say, tonight. And that's all right. We haven't had a lot of snow this year, so we can handle it. I'll probably end up running the snowblower sometime Monday. We'll see. Doesn't look like the rest of the week's going to be too terrible. I'm not complaining. Like I said, it's winter time. It's supposed to be like this, and we've had a pretty easy winter so far. Let's see, what does it say for the 7-day forecast for Traverse City? Let's see, we got snow, freezing fog. Freezing fog. That sounds like fun. Anyway, supposed to have some heavy snow tonight. And then supposed to mellow out tomorrow. And doesn't look like we're going to get any more snow. Maybe a little bit on Wednesday, it says. So, we'll take it. We'll take it, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'm still simplifying things here. I was going to talk a little more about that. Some of the things I've done over the last few months has definitely simplified life and other things. You know, everybody knows, or anybody that's been listening to this knows that Kathy had some major back surgery, and then she had some hand surgery. She's doing really, really well with that. She should be going back to work here, at least part-time, the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. I don't know. Whatever she feels like, and that's fine. But, you know, we've decided that, you know, we just need to simplify stuff. And, you know, part of that is getting rid of cable. And we talked about that. I talked about that this summer. We did successfully get rid of cable, and we've added a couple of streaming services, but definitely a little bit less outflow of money and all that. Plus, you know, don't have to have the cable box and the extra remote and all that stuff. The extra remote for the Roku, or in the other room, an Apple TV. You know, we had that anyway. So that's kind of, you know, still simpler, not quite as cumbersome, I guess. And it tends to make me not want to watch TV as much, which is good. I don't want to sit around watching TV. But then sometimes you just feel like it, and that's what Netflix is for, and all the other streaming services and things you can watch and do. Really been getting into YouTube lately, watching a lot of YouTube channels. I never really got into that before, and now that we don't have like the Discovery Channel and all those things that I used to watch all the time, it's been kind of nice discovering a lot of new stuff, and it certainly can suck up some time. But then again, you know, it's YouTube. It's like podcasting. You know, you can listen to it or watch it at your leisure. YouTube's a little bit more intense because you got to actually sit and watch it. You don't have to, but, you know, most people do. And most things are visual on YouTube. Not totally. But been definitely getting into some of those. One of my favorites is VinWiki. It's VIN as in vehicle identification number, and then Wiki like Wikipedia. And they have an app, and it's a kind of a ground swell, or I don't know, what do you call that? Grassroots automotive storytelling is kind of what it is, but you do it by VIN. So on the app, you can look up a car by VIN, and if it's been reported, which, like I said, it's a grassroots thing, so the users report it, but if it's been reported, you can kind of see the history or the story about it, and you know, it's not to replace something like Carfax or whatever, you know, other services you might use to look up a used car. This is, you know, more for, you know, collector cars and hobbyist cars and things like that, or at least for the most part. I mean, of course, there's other things in there. I don't know. I've been playing with the app and really haven't found a lot of use for it, but it's kind of interesting to read some of the car stories, and their YouTube channel is definitely good. There's a guy on there called Rabbit. That's his nickname. And been watching his Rabbit's Used Cars, and then also his VinWiki stories. That's kind of interesting. Another one I've found kind of interesting in the automotive area is Haggerty Car Insurance, which happens to be here in Traverse City, based here in Traverse City. But they have one called Barn Find Hunters, which is kind of like on the Discovery Channel, or I guess it's now, it's not the Discovery Channel. It used to be Velocity Network, and I guess it's called Motor Trend Network now. Anyway, I used to watch that on cable, not the Barn Find, but Chasing Classic Cars was the one with Wayne Carini. And I think you can still find him online somewhere. He goes out and finds, you know, barn finds. Well, anyway, this Barn Find Hunters on Haggerty's channel is pretty good. So that's been fun. Watching that, and you know, a lot of automotive stuff, of course, a lot of aviation stuff, and a lot of Star Trek stuff. You know, Star Trek Picard just came out. They just did the third episode this last Thursday, or put it out. I'm sure they've done the whole season, but they're putting it out a week at a time there on CBS All Access. So that's one of them that I've got. You know, one of the streaming services I got. I also got Amazon Prime. I get that because, you know, I order stuff and 2-day shipping. But as a bonus, you get the streaming channel. So I get that. Get to watch movies and whatnot. Kathy's really into Netflix. She's been watching a lot of Netflix series. So that's kind of cool. She's always been into that serialized stuff. When we had cable, she'd be watching cop shows, you know, like NCIS reruns, where they'd rerun them end to end to end to end to end. Or, SVU, I guess, on NBC. And, you know, and of course the reruns, they run those end to end to end to end to end, Law and Order, that kind of thing. So she was into that. And now that we don't have that, she can still watch that on Netflix, I guess. Of course, I have Spotify Music, and because I have Spotify Music, I get the basic Hulu subscription. So I also watch some stuff on Hulu. So, you know, I'm not really missing out on much or anything, really. Just, lopped $100 off my cable bill and maybe added another $20 in streaming services, so. You know, still a net savings and simplifying things a little bit. Well, you know, I don't know about simplify, but anyway, as you guys know, I cut down on the podcasting hobby. Not really cut down on it. I do plan on podcasting just about as much as I had been, or maybe a little more with this one show. And then, of course, the one for work. And, of course, I'm going to do the weather one. The weather one I like. I'm not super consistent with it, but at least 2-3 times a week, I throw up a Traverse City weather that goes on the Amazon talking tubes and also as a podcast, I guess. So I'll have a link to that in the show notes here for this episode 340. Let's see, cut down on some of my ham radio obligations. See, that's actually what I'm doing. It's not simplifying as in, you know, making things less complicated. I'm just getting rid of some of the obligations. And, you know, same with the podcasting hobby. You know, I felt obligated to do a show. I still didn't do shows on some of them that I had. But then I felt guilty about it. And, you know, I'm tired of feeling guilty about stuff. You know, life's too short. It's a hobby. That's, you know, I've come to the conclusion that podcasting industry, that's my job. That's my, you know, that's how I make my living these days. But that's, you know, industry, the services, the, you know, working for Blueberry. That's what I do for a living. And that's completely separate from my podcasting hobby, you know, with this show and now the weather and, you know, and probably I'll keep Podcast Help Desk around. You know, I'm not going to just delete it, get rid of it. I deleted and got rid of all the others. But that one I'm going to keep around because, you know, a lot of that information is relevant. And every once in a while, I might want to rant about podcasting, and you guys don't want to hear that all the time. So that may happen. So I'm putting that one on what I call the injured reserve list. No. indefinite hiatus list. So I'll put out a little episode explaining that on that channel here, probably right after I get done with this one. Who knows? But so yeah, I'm going to be doing all my stuff here. Sometimes I'll be as per usual, you know, I'll be doing things about whatever, you know, and that's kind of what I've always done on this channel. More than that, there's some, a lot of unnumbered episodes way back at the beginning, you know, where I used to phone it in. So, more than 340 episodes, but 340 official episodes of this one. And, we'll try to increase that by a fair amount this year, but who knows? We'll see. But you know, in the ham radio world, I was the district emergency coordinator for the northern half of Michigan. And, you know, being it's a volunteer job and a volunteer organization, the ARES, which is Amateur Radio Emergency Services, and RACES, which was Radio Amateur. Oh, heck, I don't even remember the acronym for that one. But ARES and RACES, they in Michigan, they kind of run together under ARPSC, which is the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. And, you know, that was neat, and, you know, got to meet a lot of people and all that. But it's a volunteer organization. And, you know, I'm 54 years old. And I would walk into any given meeting of any given local county group of hams and ARES and RACES, and 9 times out of 10, I was the youngest one in the room by a long shot. So, you know, the volunteer pool has shrunk. You know, ham radio in general has, you know, maintained and maybe even grown a little, but it's growing in a different direction. It's, you know, there are more hobbyists and, you know, well, it's all a hobby, but, you know, it's more hobbyists and all that. And a lot of people just don't have the time. You know, I don't begrudge it. I didn't really have the time to do a lot with those groups. And I'm still active with my local group and we'll show up at a meeting here and there and all that, help out, that kind of thing. But, you know, as far as being in charge of it, it's just, you know, I've realized over the years that it's just not my thing. You know, I'm good at talking to people, I guess. It's just, you know, you can't force hobbyist volunteers to do things. You know, you can encourage them to do things, and a lot of them do a lot. Believe me, the guy took over for me, Chuck. He's you know, he's a go-getter, but he's also mostly retired and has time for this stuff and a bit more of a passion for it, I guess, and that's great. And you know, I'm glad he's willing to take over. And you know, of course, I'll help him as much as I can. But this is one of those things. You know, it's like, you know, I felt guilty because I couldn't put enough time into it to do everything everybody thought that I needed to do. Yet, how would I say it? It's just, you know, the it's just the nature of the beast. It's volunteers. So anyway, I won't go on and on about that. But also working on simplifying my life by losing some weight, get rid of some of these aches and pains and other possible complications. And I'm not overly overweight, I guess. And I did lose a whole bunch of weight over last summer. And then since fall and winter, kind of gaining it back. Since Kathy had that surgery, we haven't been paying as much attention to the diet as we should. And not diet as in diet to lose weight, but, diet as in lifestyle, as far as, what you eat. And, we were spending a lot more time and money, eating fast food and eating, ordering pizzas and, things that were easy and convenient and comforting rather than stuff we should be eating. So we're working on getting that in order. And, it's just things like that that make all the difference. So I guess the bottom line is, you're stuck with me here on Mike Dell's World. And as far as the podcasting goes, I'm going to play around with a little bit of live video or do like Facebook live videos or do, maybe a YouTube channel. I mean, I have a YouTube channel. I kind of deleted everything off of it because it was all kind of old and irrelevant and all that, but, maybe I'll do a little bit more of that, random things here and there, keep my foot in it, because I've been enjoying watching YouTube, so, why not maybe creating a little bit of it. I do have a gimbal, and works really good with the iPhone, so I can use that to do some vlogging, I guess they call it. We'll see. I don't know. Who knows? But, that's kind of, what I was thinking about with the simplification stuff, cutting down the number of things that you're obligated to. And, and obligations aren't necessarily bad, but it's just, when you can't devote the time or energy, or you don't choose to, I guess, maybe it'd be the better way of putting it. It's just it's not good. I don't know. I'm stumbling and fumbling here, but we'll get back into the swing of things for sure on this show, or this little audio blog, I should say. But I appreciate those of you that contacted me after the last episode and mentioned that you do still enjoy listening to the show here. And I enjoy making it. Of course, on a weekly basis, most weeks I'll be on the Podcast Insider. Not all weeks, but most weeks, because we kind of switch it up to next week I have a different co-host than normal. Usually it's Todd Cochran, our CEO over at Blueberry, but he's on the road for the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to have another of our Blueberry people on. I'll leave it to you if you want to listen to it over at podcastinsider.com, which actually now redirects to blueberry.com and the Podcast Insider section, which is our blog and podcast. But so check that out. We put that out on Thursdays, usually later in the afternoon Eastern time. And then the week after, get to interview somebody I haven't met in person, but she's our VP of Pro Production over at blueberrypro.com. So that'll be interesting. I've talked to her on the phone and, through Slack and whatnot, but we open a Blueberry Pro Production and have a whole team now doing that. In fact, if anybody's in Los Angeles next week for the podcast movement conference, the whatever that small one, Revolutions or Evolutions, I guess they call it, I'm not going to that. Todd and our new marketing guy are going to that. So I'll just be here holding down the fort. But Toby, who's also, he's our VP of Pro Production European Division. Imagine that. Anyway, he's coming in from England to also be at the booth there with Todd and our marketing guy, Jeff. So that'll be interesting for those of you in LA going to that conference. Wish I was going, but still need to stick close to home for another month or so. And next road trip for me, I believe, is either going to be Columbus, if I go before April, down to Columbus, which may happen. And then after that, Las Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in April, NAB show. So I always like going out for that one. I always like to go to Vegas. I don't do a whole lot of gambling or anything, but it's just an interesting place to people watch. And of course, the show there is you know, totally get to geek out on all the broadcasting and podcasting hardware and people and software. It's if you've never been to one of those, you know, get out there and check that out. It's something else. It's 100,000 people or so. I forget how many vendors, but just, you know, the entire Las Vegas Convention Center is full of booths and all kinds of interesting gear and people and companies. And yeah, it's just, it's well worth checking out. Of course, we always have a booth in the podcast pavilion. This will be the third year in a row and the third different hall we're going to be in. We originally, 3 years ago, we were up in South Hall Upper. And then we got a real good spot in Central Hall last year. And now this year, we're going to be up in North Hall, which is just about as good as Central. And I hear tell that next year, we're going to be in West Hall, which doesn't exist yet, but it's where the old Riviera Hotel was that the convention center bought and tore down, and they're building a new hall there, and then they're going to be renovating North Hall so during next year's show, and that puts us out in West in the new hall, so it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure we'll get a lot of extra traffic out in West because it'll be brand new. And it's right up on the strip, too, so might even get people wandering in off the street. Who knows? I don't know how that's going to be set up, but should be fun. So with that, like I said, I'm doing this with my portable recording setup, sitting here in the easy chair. Of course, the one beagle's crashed in the chair over on my right, and the other one's looking out the window looking like he's about to start barking at something. But snow is really starting to come down, and it's starting to look like a proper winter afternoon / evening on a Sunday. And, oh yeah, one more thing. We did purchase a fancy laundry rack. No, that's the joke. We got a recumbent stationary bicycle, and this is for, you know, my wife's rehab and of course, you know, me too. So my plan is to spend at least a half an hour on that thing every day in front of the TV. So maybe pick a half hour that the wife's not going to be on it, and do, you know, maybe watch the 6 o'clock news or something while pedaling the stationary bike / laundry rack. That's the joke. Every time you get a piece of equipment like that and it sits in the living room, it always seems like things get hung on it or set on it or whatever. So we've been resisting the urge. Other than the other day, I was doing laundry and did a big comforter, and of course it didn't dry completely in the dryer just because, you know, it's bulky and whatever, so I hung it over the new recumbent bike, and wife and I had a good laugh about the use of the bike as a laundry rack. So anyway, catch me later, and I will be sure to keep everybody updated. Like I said, I'm going to put out a little shorty episode over on Podcast Help Desk, just explaining the hiatus status, and hopefully we'll keep that online for the time being. Otherwise, catch me on Podcast Insider next Thursday. And the last Thursday one was pretty good too. See you later.